Alright, listen up, you sacks. This week is a little different because David decided his ass needed a vacation, so he is out for the next few weeks. That means it's guest hosts with Brent for a bit, so at least maybe half the show won't suck. First up this week it's bonus episode, which sadly does still have Flora, then random regular episode crap later with Lord knows who. I'm sure it will all suck.
Hello, welcome to another Blurry Hysteria. I'm David Flora. That's Brent Hand.
Yo!
Brent.
Yo!
Brent, what's going on? How's it going lately?
It is going. I am currently getting ready for, we're doing Thanksgiving on Friday this year because we buck authority here in the Hand household. Family getting together today, and I'm getting ready. We're doing this, and I'm going to go bake a cake. How's Whoa. That sound? Yeah. A apple spiced cake.
Get out.
Yeah, so I got that going for me. How was your festivities?
Oh, it was fine. Dinner with Annie's family. I made a broccoli casserole, but it was really cheese soup with a broccoli garnish.
I dig broccoli cheese soup, so that sounds amazing to me.
I had like 5 or 6 different kinds of cheeses melted and poured in.
If you're trying to get me to fall in love with you, it's working.
Broccoli, cauliflower, mushrooms, and onions.
Nice.
That were and the mushrooms and onions, I cooked them in bacon grease. Jesus.
I can only get so hard.
Yeah, so it was a very cheesy concoction. I'll probably be paying for it pretty soon, but
yeah, well, we're good. Not doing anything too crazy. You know, we're doing the normal.
Have you ever made a whole meal? Do you ever do that?
So we're cooking this year, and Lisa makes the turkey, but I'll make I'm making the mashed potatoes. I'm making the stuffing, and I'm going to make a dessert. So. Yeah. Kind of, we are not myself, but, I'm sure I could, we just kind of work together, and then, her mom will bring a couple things, you know, some vegetables and stuff like that. And then I don't know if I usually love to have, deviled eggs, but I don't think we're making them this year. So, you know, shame on me.
Yeah.
Boo hoo. No paprika. I don't want paprika on them. Speaking of,
now, are you a pepperman?
I don't mind. You know, I don't mind if it's on there. I just don't care. It's one of those things, you know. So,
it's do you make your deviled egg with relish, sweet relish?
No sweet relish. I'm against sweet stuff for the most part in foods. Yeah. I'm weird that way. A lot of people, even on like hot dogs, I don't want sweet relish at all.
I don't like it on that, but for some reason, my favorite deviled eggs come with like pickled relish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with sweet pickles, I like that sweetness in there. But
I can see how you're wrong. That's fine.
Yeah, fair.
No,
I made a whole meal once. Never again.
It's like, a lot of work.
It's a ton of work. It's stressful, and it's nobody's grateful.
Then you eat for 30 minutes, and then you know, like there's 6 hours out of my day.
And
you
then
know?
You've got to clean everything up. And
yeah, yep. I hear you.
Anyway.
Speaking of cleaning up, I got
a story. I was going to say, speaking of eating, because we had a bunch of, we have a bunch of that, but what's your story?
So, this comes from CBS Minnesota. It's a Minnesota, CBS talking about a Western Wisconsin nurse. She made the news because she amputated a man's foot without orders. As you do. Dateline, Spring Valley, Wisconsin. A nurse in Wisconsin is charged with elder abuse, which seems like the understatement of the year. She's accused of amputating a hospice patient's frostbitten foot without his consent and without doctor's orders. After she cut off the man's foot last spring, Mary Kay Brown, 38, told her colleagues that she wanted to display it at her family's taxidermy shop with a sign that said, "Wear your boots, kids." That's according to charges filed against her last week in Pierce County. So this actually happened May 27th. And Within about a week, the 6-year-old man was dead.
Whoa. Related to that?
Well, so the complaint gives no indication of amputation.
No, he had a heart attack.
they said it made no claims that it hastened his death. That's from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Mm-hmm. But the Associated Press was able to reach, they said, Brown for comment Thursday. Was unable to, that is, and online court records do not list an attorney for her. God hope she's going to represent herself. And phoned her home, just rang and rang and rang, as you do. So this, according to it, the man was admitted to Spring Valley Health and Rehab Center. He had fell at his home in March, and the heat in his house wasn't turned on. He got frostbite on both his feet, living the tissue necrotic, and his right foot remained attached to his leg by a tendon and roughly 2 inches of skin. So he was getting separate care through St. Croix County hospice workers. Anyway, long story short, he was probably going to have it removed anyway, but she went ahead and cut it off to give him, comfort. They did not tell her to, the doctors did not, and told her not to, and she did it anyway, because she wanted it for taxidermy. So that's kind of a fucked up thing, man. Like, where was her head? And where was, I don't know. She's only been a registered nurse since July of 2014, so she didn't take long for her to fuck that up.
Jeez Louise. That's super messed up. I mean, regardless if you're leg is hanging on by a thread, or your foot is hanging on by a thread. It's not your place.
She told
to just decide.
Well, so here's even worse. She told people that the man didn't feel any pain during the amputation. Another nurse told investigators the man said afterwards he felt everything and it hurt very bad.
Oh my gosh! Not to mention the mental anguish.
Yeah, he said he told her do not remove the foot.
Do you think he was strapped down, or do you think, I mean, he wasn't anesthetized if he felt everything?
I don't know. It doesn't say one way or another on that. So,
that's pretty sadistic.
She told the nurses at shift change, she's going to cut off the dude's foot for comfort. Told her not to, like, don't do that. Probably thought she was joking. I can't even imagine. And then she's like, and I'm going to keep this. Dibs. Finders keepers. So, I don't know. Can you even imagine? What if you walk in, that's your dad or something, and there she is just.
Right. Just sawing away.
Hacking away, fucking Leatherface style or some shit, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. We should have trust in these institutions. And
well, this seems like a no-brainer,
destroy
right?
All trust, but it is scary to think about.
This just
someone
seems
just
like
makes the decision.
Yeah, this seems like something you shouldn't have to worry about.
Right, right. Happening. Yeah, especially, you go there presumably because there's something wrong that you can't fix. You need someone's help and an expert, and you would hope that these people have the training and the skills to help you. Then this happens, and it's like, well, evidently you have gotten a psychopath into your job, your place of work. Someone has hired a psychopath.
Well, I think
let's talk to HR about the vetting process.
The takeaway: wear your boots, kids. Wear your boots.
Wow.
Let's go to break real quick, and we come back. You're going to hit us with some weird news. That's up next on Blurry Hysteria. Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it, so it's very high on pronunciation too, so you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And you know, our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation, yeah, that's right. But they design it for long-term retention, you know. If you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do, and then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in, and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition, and mm-hmm. it hears you. You get to use, like, the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused. Or really cool. I'd go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and both of us have given the seal of approval because we want to do this long term, and it's something that it works, you know. And we don't do long term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So, all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now, get started. For Larry limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rachete, you're 50% off. Rachete. Redeem it. 50% off, rosettastone.com/today. Do it today. So mine is also very appetizing.
Oh, yeah.
This one's not so much weird or paranormal or crazy as it is just something I wanted to know about. I thought it was interesting to know. I found this article that says, why does chocolate turn white and is it safe to eat?
Oh, okay.
So this has got to be something that I would assume a lot of us, if not most of us, have experienced, where you have a little chocolate that maybe has been neglected or forgotten, and then you're like, oh, shoot, that Hershey's Kiss or that Reese's cup fell between the seats. Is it still good to eat? You open it up and it's got this sheen of white on it, you know, almost like a powdery white surface or so. And my mind has always gone, well, is that mold or is it fungus or is it, you know, something bad? Should I not eat this?
Right.
Well, apparently, we're all good to go. It's okay.
Just start a reach in, pull out whatever you find in the couch and eat it. We're all okay. You heard it here first.
Exactly. This is called chocolate blooming. And what that is one of two things. It's either fat bloom or sugar bloom. Fat bloom is white sheen or blotchy white spots, and this happens due to heat, light exposure, or improper handling.
Probably improper handling on my part, if I was.
you do like to toss your chocolate around before.
When I get a hold of you, you're going to have a fat bloom, all right?
This is the cocoa butter in the chocolate that migrates to the surface because of these things. Now, sugar bloom is brought on by storing chocolate in a moist environment or by removing cold chocolate from a refrigerator and exposing it to moist air, like you'd have a soft drink come out of the refrigerator and start to collect moisture or whatever.
Sugar bloom sounds like something an older Southern lady calls you, and it makes you smile. Hey there, sugar bloom.
Sugar bloom, you want some more mashed potatoes, sugar bloom? You go on, get yourself some more grits, sugar bloom.
Why don't you get some sweet tea? You want some sweet tea?
Sweet tea, sugar bloom. All right, sugar bloom, we'll see you later. So that gives it a rough, gritty surface and kind of a speckled appearance. So usually I think what we're seeing is this fat bloom coming up. It's literally just the cocoa butter coming up from the mixture of chocolate and milk and, you know, all the stuff mm-hmm. that goes into the cocoa or cacao. And that's coming up to the surface. Now, you can apparently fix it if you really wanted to by tempering it again. And that's just heating it back up. And because it's lost its crystalline structure, you got to heat it back up, cause things to kind of melt back into, mix back into
itself. It's like honey.
Itself.
Honey never goes bad, but it might turn crystal. You put the whole jar in some warm water, and boom, you got your honey back to honey, honey.
Isn't that funny? So
yes,
the
funny,
loss
honey.
Of this, it's funny, sugar bloom. it's got this crystalline structure that it loses cohesion, and all you have to do is just heat it back up and it's fine. So, you know, it has a bit of a different taste depending on which of those blooms it is. Could have a chalky taste with the fat bloom, could have a gritty taste or feel with the sugar bloom. But the good news is, the bottom line, it's all good to eat. It's still part of the chocolate itself and what has gone into making it. It's not mold or fungus or any of that stuff. Now, I'm sure at some point you could get some of that crap on there. I think it would look a little different.
I hope so. for our safety sake and lawsuit reasons, I hope so.
So, you know, if it's moldy or fungally, which is moldy, don't do it.
It's a choose your own adventure. You heard it here first, kids.
So if you want it to taste good again and look good again and you have the time, temper it, just put some heat near it or by it or in it or over mm-hmm. it, and you're good to go. Otherwise,
you want some chocolate real bad.
Yeah, I am kind of jonesing for a Reese's cup now.
Oh man, I was craving them so bad. I bought a small thing of them when they were on sale after Halloween, and plowed mm-hmm. Lisa and I plowed through them in no time, and then I was in a coma for about 4.5 days. So yeah,
I just ate a Fruity Pebbles bar.
Whoa!
It's like white chocolate with Fruity Pebbles cereal in it.
Interesting. I like those cereal bars that you get at like gas stations mm-hmm. and stuff. I think that's a great little, like, you know, if you need some energy. You know.
Sure. This one was pretty good. Annie and I split it. I think that was all I needed. About half the bar.
I find white chocolate to be really rich to me for some reason. Yeah. Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah. Yeah. I bet.
Didn't need a lot of it. So, yeah. Don't be scared of your chocolate.
Don't be scared. Hey, guys and gals, we have some homework. Send us your weird stories. We said this last week and kind of push it, and boom, we got like four more. So
nice.
Let's do that. And
do some more. Yeah, please, else please, you'll get crap like this.
If you've sent them in before, send more. We don't care. We're equal opportunivores. We'll eat them up. So yeah, weird@hysteria51.com, weird@hysteria51.com. That is the easiest way to do it. And mm-hmm. we'd love to hear them. We'll say your name on here, and then you can put that on your tombstone, because it'll be such an honor for you. Anyway, so yeah, get that into us, and thank you so much. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Meeting adjourned.